Dana from Chico, California wants to know if you ever did any research into Fulcanelli and his book, The Mysteries of the Cathedrals.
I have come across that book at times, and how it refers to the goddess tradition and the activation of that energy, that Holy Spirit energy, using sacred principles and sacred geometry in the construction of these cathedrals. And we know that the Templars actually trained many of the Masons, and many of the Masons were actually Templars themselves, because there was three levels of Templars. There was the sergeants, the knights, and then the chaplains, and one division of the sergeants were to be Masons, and so Templars themselves were Masons, and they created a lot of these Gothic cathedrals to generate that alchemical power. And a lot of that wisdom they learned from the Sufis. The Gothic arch actually came from the Sufis, and it's known that the Templars studied directly from the Albana, which is a division of Sufis, which is dedicated to building and sacred geometry.
Matthew from Indiana wants to know if you ever saw the movie National Treasure, and if so, if that was an accurate portrayal of some of the things the Knights Templar did.
Yes, I did see that movie. I thought it was well done. However, I don't. From what I've come across, I haven't found that it's completely in alignment with what did happen to the Templar treasure. At this point, it does look as though, if it's any place, it's in Roslyn Chapel or maybe one of the Gothic cathedrals in Europe, like Chartres Cathedral, or perhaps it could be in one of the preceptories or the commanderies or the fortresses built by the Templars somewhere in Europe or the Middle East. And at one point they say there was 800 of those. So they were all over the place. So I don't think that those treasures necessarily made it over here. I think there's a much better chance that they're still over in Europe or the Middle East.
Sandra from Florida wants to know what you think might be in the Ark of the Covenant.
Might be in the Ark of the Covenant?
Yes.
Well, I don't disagree with historians who say that the probably the tablets, the stone tablets of Moses. I think that there's definitely some secret scriptures, some secret scrolls there, and I think that they do date back to the time of Egypt, and that they were scrolls related to the alchemical traditions of the Osirian priesthood of Egypt. I think that's probably definitely true.
Someone wants to know anonymously, of course, if you could describe how the Roslyn Chapel physically looks.
Well, I think that there's actually a image of it on my website, gnostictemplars.org. It looks like a small Gothic cathedral, if you know what that looks like. There's 14 flying buttresses, 7 on either side of it, which was a special feature of all Gothic architecture. So if you can think of a small version of a Gothic cathedral, basically that's what you've got. Yeah.
Joshua from Monroe, Michigan wants to know if you've heard of Benjamin Krem or the Maitreya.
I'm familiar with that whole sect or that whole movement. I've seen pictures of this person claiming to be Maitreya. I've seen pictures, films, whatever. I don't really connect with him. I don't have the feeling that he's exactly what he says that he is, and I'm kind of going by my own intuition there, and which more and more I'm trying to depend upon. I think that if he really was the Maitreya, to bring in the New Age as the Tibetans predict, that he would have a lot more of a Tibetan following than he seems to.
Sonia from Florida wants to know if you think the Templars might be connected to the ancient Atlanteans.
Well, certainly. A lot of wisdom and knowledge came from Atlantis. Obviously, there's not a direct link, but it looks as though the missionaries from Atlantis came up through Egypt, as an example, and established the lodges and the sects of alchemists in Egypt. Of course, the Nazis believe that the Atlanteans ended up in somewhere in the Far East, and they came west from there and brought their traditions. I think that also there were some traditions, perhaps, that were brought directly to the Middle East from Atlantis. For example, there are some huge megalithic sites there in the Middle East, which are said to have been built there by the sons of God, who could have been the Atlanteans. Also, there's a tradition of the sons of God landing on Mount Hermon and descending from there and establishing a lineage of giants that were eventually wiped out by the Hebrews under Jeremiah. And also on Hebron, which was the first place where the Jewish kings built their castle, there was a worship of the Kabiri twins. And the Kabiri were known as those of fire, those of the alchemy. And it's believed that the Kabiri twins were originally worshipped on Atlantis. So that could have been a direct Atlantean cult that came to the Middle East, and certainly the Templars could have learned of it when they were there.
Nathan from Oregon wants to know if the San Pedro cactus is prohibited in the United States. Any drug laws, anything like that?
Actually, that's one of the few that isn't, and we'd like to keep it that way. And one way we're going to do that is so that it isn't frivolously used. It's used under the guidance of a shaman. What generally tends to happen is people don't understand these sacraments, and they don't take them under the guidance of someone who does understand them. They take too much, they OD, and then they become illegal. So as long as we can consume these plants that are legal with great respect and under the guidance of shaman, then I think that we're going to be okay. But I hate to see that and whatever plants are left over, like Salvia divinorum, become illegal simply because we misuse it.